Krishna Book, Canto 22, the Maushala Leela, Chapter 95, Scene 3, A Hunter Named Jara. Shukadeva Goswami continued, Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, having seen the departure of his brother Lord Ram, sat down silently on the ground under a nearby pipala tree. The Lord was exhibiting his brilliantly effulgent forearm form, the radiance of which, just like a smokeless fire, dissipated the darkness in all directions. Krishna's complexion was the color of a dark blue cloud, and Krishna's effulgence the color of molten gold, and Krishna's all auspicious form bore the mark of Sri Vatsa. A beautiful smile graced Krishna's lotus face. Locks of dark blue hair adorned Krishna's head, and his lotus eyes were very attractive, while Krishna's shark-shaped earrings glittered. Krishna wore a pair of silken garments, an ornamental belt, a sacred thread, bracelets and arm ornaments, along with a helmet, the Kaustubha jewel, necklaces, anklets, and other royal emblems. Encircling Krishna's body were flower garlands, as well as Krishna's personal weapons in their embodied forms. And as Krishna sat, he held his left foot with its lotus red sole upon his right thigh. But just then, a hunter named Jara, who had also approached that very spot, mistook the Lord's foot for a deer's face. Thinking that he had found his prey, Jara pierced the Lord's foot with his arrow, which he had fashioned from the remaining iron fragment of Samba's club. Then, seeing that four-armed personality Krishna, the hunter became terrified of his offense, which he had committed, and he fell down, placing his head upon the feet of Krishna, the enemy of the demons. O Lord Madhusudana, I am the most sinful person, for I have committed this act out of ignorance. O purest Lord, O Uttamashloka, please forgive this sinner. O Lord Vishnu, the learned say that for any man, constant remembrance of you will destroy the darkness of ignorance. O Master, I have wronged you. Therefore, O Lord of Vaikuntha, please kill this sinful hunter of animals immediately, so that he may not again commit such offenses against saintly persons. For neither Lord Brahma nor his sons, headed by Rudra, nor any of the great sages who are masters of the Vedic mantras, can fathom the function of your mystic power. Because your illusory potency has covered their sight, they remain ignorant of how your mystic power works. Therefore, what can I, such a low-born person, possibly say? My dear Jara, do not fear. Please, get up. For what has been done is actually my own desire. Now, with my permission, go to the abode of the pious, the spiritual world. And so instructed by the Supreme Lord Krishna, who assumes his transcendental body by his own will, the hunter Jara circumambulated the Lord three times and bowed down to Krishna. Then Jara departed in an airplane which had appeared just to carry him to the spiritual sky, Vaikuntha.